My goodness.
All right, I'm ready now.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, this is Relationship Talks with Rick and Naaman. I am Rick.
And I am the illuminating, the illustrious, the most creative, the DJ Blue. Wow.
That's the... Yeah.
I went there.
That's Naaman, folks.
The DJ Blue.
And today, you might recognize her voice from the Thanksgiving episode. We have Princess K with us.
Hello. Welcome.
Thank you for joining us.
How are you doing today?
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
It seemed like it took a while to get you here.
I know. It's not like we recorded like a whole half an episode and then like you were talking and then we just...
She had other things to do. Her assistant said she was busy. So.
Yeah.
She had another podcast.
The schedule's been a little tight, you know.
Yeah. But now you're here.
Now I'm here.
Thank you for joining.
Yeah, there it is.
Here I am.
Appreciate it. So today I want to ask you two a question.
Okay.
Have you ever dated someone who seemed like they were more interested in dating than actually dating you as a person?
I'm gonna let you take this, Princess K.
It's like as soon as he's just throw it to the side.
I'm gonna let you take it because I mean I've got some stuff I have to think about it though because that's a lot.
Yeah, but I can't say that I've been with someone that was honest about being in that situation. Like they didn't admit that they were dating other people.
Yeah.
So that's
the one thing that I try to do now if I'm dating multiple people. Drink more liquor.
Take a sip.
Everybody take a sip.
I got the jitters.
This is the sip episode with the Rick and Naaman. So if you hear us sip, you have to take a sip as well.
Everybody take a shot. If you're playing along at home.
It's the shots episode. Every time I say the DJ Blue, you take a shot.
Man, you're going to have everybody drunk.
The DJ Blue.
So it's whenever I'm in that situation where I'm dating multiple women, I let them know up front.
Multiple women.
Gosh.
God, Richard. I mean, when you say multiple, I just hear five. Like, that's the number I get. Like, when you say, right? No? When you say a number like multiple women.
He's not saying he's taking them all out at once.
But I'm still, that's not a lot to you.
There's enough for Richard to go around.
Whoa. I don't know. That's crazy.
Nobody said five.
That sounds like a big number, though, Richard.
I mean,
I'm not judging.
So, I mean, the thing is that...
five, though?
Sometimes, you know, you just want to date. And you let them know in advance that, hey, I'm just looking to date.
But you're saying dating. I don't say, hey, want to go on a date? I'm like, hey, want to hang out?
Let's hang out. Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like a different language, right?
See, and we've talked about this before, the difference between dating and hanging out.
Yeah, so, I mean, I feel like it's all, like Maverick said something one time, we were talking about it, and he said it's all about intentions. If I have the intention of being with you and getting to know you, then that's a date.
Yeah.
But if I'm just, like, hanging out with you just to spend time with you, that's kind of like, that's a hangout.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The only place we hang out is in the living room or the bedroom, then it's not.
That's
really
a different
going.
Kind of hangout.
That's
huh?
a, that's
it's
a different
not
kind.
Really going much further than that.
Different kind of hangout.
And that's it. But I'm saying, like, at that point, you know, do you clarify to that person, like, this is all this is? Like, or do you just wait until they're just like, hey, well, what are we? And then you tell them, like,
the infamous, where
we're just
are
bumper
we?
Bumper buddies. We're just bumper buddies,
yeah.
Buddy.
Or the DTR, define the relationship.
Ooh, look at that.
I don't even know what that
Never
means.
Never heard that.
DTR.
We need to put that, define the relationship. What? Did you just make that
oh,
up?
Oh, define. That's
DTR.
An actual thing.
That's an actual thing.
I've never heard
wow.
that before.
She just coined a phrase for us.
Boom, DTR, folks.
The DJ Blue.
What is.
Take a shot.
The shots episode. We're actually all gonna take a drink right now.
For sure. The drink part. Why not?
We're drinking
but
tequila.
Yeah, define the relationship.
That's a fact. So like that's the that. One thing. So every episode we end up talking about communication. Because mm-hmm. everything comes down to communication.
Everything.
So at the very beginning, I try to define what this is. And I kind of let them know, like, if it's going to go somewhere beyond where it is, that's something we have to have a conversation about. Don't just assume just because we've been hanging out a lot more than we used to that we're actually in a relationship.
But, yeah. I mean, I don't know how you feel about that, but if I'm hanging out with you and then you let me move into your house.
Whoa.
I mean, that's a whole nother level.
I'm just saying, but that's hanging out, no? if we're hanging out not and somehow.
Not if you're moving into my house.
That's dating.
What is this, an Airbnb? Like,
are you paying bills?
No. Apparently.
Are you a roommate? Like, I'm just trying, like, who moving
way.
In?
It seems that way.
As long as
they
cook dinner or do the dishes.
You know what? Excuse me.
Come on, man.
I'm sorry. Oh my God, I'm doing it again. Oh God. Did this happening? On another episode.
He did do this. He couldn't stop burping. Stop burping. It was gross.
It was bad.
Got complaints about it.
Oh no.
The studios don't like it. No, I don't even know what I was about to say.
Well.
But no. So about the moving in factor.
Yeah, the moving in factor.
Yeah, you shouldn't have let those chicks move in.
No,
I'm just kidding.
That was being like, who?
That wasn't for dating.
Anybody that moved in, I was with them. So, I mean, that's a little bit different, man.
I get it. That was pretty messed up. That escalated.
Yeah, I got real personal real quick.
It did.
I know. He's always throwing shots at me.
He's so rude.
I don't know.
I just sit over here and just try to be cool, and he just, like, throws shots.
Don't throw shots at me. Throw them back.
Let's go. Let's go, Princess Gabe.
This is now the dozens episode.
It is. We can go.
Like I said, whenever I'm in that situation, I try to define what it is right away, mm-hmm. just so that it's not any surprise when it doesn't go anywhere. Because,
which I mean, that's more than most guys are doing nowadays.
But you know, it's not easy for me to do that though. Honestly, whenever I date, I like to date one on one, but. Every now and then, it's like, I just kind of want to, like, I don't want to be in a relationship. I just want to enjoy myself being single. So it's like, yo, I'm single. I'm not trying to be in a relationship right now. This is where I'm at. If you're cool with that, cool. If you're not, then I understand.
I feel like most guys nowadays, they quote unquote define the relationship, but they're all just, they're selling false hope.
They selling dreams over there.
Yeah, selling dreams that aren't really true.
Yeah, I mean, depending on what that person is looking for, a lot of times they will tell lies so that they can get to that end goal.
Yeah.
The buns.
Yeah, it's usually the buns.
And I say, man,
even if the buns are being given up, though.
Where are you going with this?
I mean, I want to hear what she has.
I'm just a guest.
She's just taking a drink now.
Even if the buns are being given up and they still like, you know what? I don't know what I want to do with this relationship.
We're just going to give her some more tequila, folks, and she's going to start talking a lot more.
I would say for me, in any of the situations that I've come into contact with, I would say I've tried to make my expectations really clear.
Right.
And, like, you know, I say, oh, well, I'm coming over just to watch some movies and eat some food. Let's
some keto cookies, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. No, that's a different situation.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sensitive situation at that. Because that dealt with not only did she play with my heart.
Oh, she played with your hunger.
Yeah, she played with my hunger.
Mm.
You know, food just is wrong. my love language.
And I think it was worse because he was keto at the time.
Yeah, and it's like, I pulled up excited for those cookies. I'm like, you know,
this is all
I want. Yeah, really. Expectations up front. That way you don't get them dating you for, you know, just unobvious reasons. Like, why are they dating you? Oh, because I have a fat head, like...
Men and women definitely do make lists, and they definitely do have number ones, twos, and threes.
Yep.
I don't know. Those secular men and women. Those secular men and women, because me, I don't do that because I'm a good guy.
You don't have to be a bad guy to have a list.
You do.
Why?
Yeah. It's a one-woman man for me.
Gotta
be
careful what I say. I don't know who's going to listen to this episode.
You say what you got to say. If they got a problem, they can address it on the episode. We call them right now.
Jeremy, Princess K says she has something Mike. To say to you.
Hey Mike, we got a bone to pick with you. But I mean, it's important, like, it really telling people, like, giving them the game or the sauce, if you will, giving them the sauce and letting them know everything up front, what you want, your intentions, how you want to be with them, what you expect from them. That's super important. Otherwise, you end up in a situation like Richard has in the past.
Sticky situation.
Yeah. Richard. Yeah, you end up in a situation like Richard in the past where you're taking these chicks out to eat. You're buying them
stuff in the closet.
They see you. Suddenly there's things in the closet. Yeah. Suddenly he's trapped in the closet.
No.
Wondering why he's in there in his underwear and tied up with rubber bands. Like, it's like a situation.
I never heard this.
No, that never never happened.
I didn't hear about that.
Maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Moving right along. You know, but there are times.
Her name was Rebecca.
There are times in your life where you want to date, but you don't necessarily. Maybe you're not mentally there. Maybe you're not emotionally
Who's mentally there for dating?
I'm a people person, so I go out for drinks with my coworkers all the time, and that's all it is.
But that's not dating, though.
But I'm saying we're talking about hanging out, not dating. Yeah. We're talking about the difference between those two, right?
But I mean, a lot of people do not know the difference. So a lot of times you'll be hanging out with somebody and they'll think you're on a date.
Yeah.
Especially, it's one thing to hang out with a bunch of coworkers, but if you're hanging out with one coworker,
I've got a specific situation.
Which, I mean, has happened.
Now,
that's what I mean.
Now, I can think about it and be like, wow, I was kind of weird.
All right, go for it.
I had a specific situation with a specific girl who's maybe, I don't know if she listens or not, but she's really cool. I'm just going to say where I used to see her, and you guys would know. I used to see her a lot at the video store.
Oh, Lord.
Oh.
I forgot about her.
So I was super obsessed with her because she was cool.
It was
very creepy, and I didn't know it was that creepy because I had not been really interested in anybody.
It's like, who just went to the video store that often, though?
But the thing is, in my defense, I ended up getting some great deals.
Right.
Okay, and I did. I had lots of points on my video card. And I was
able to get those free movies for you now?
Well, now I don't rent movies.
Exactly.
But I'm saying at that time, thinking about it like that, it was video. I could see how it was sweet, but I can also see how my approach was kind of weird.
A little bit.
You know what I mean? And like, I could think about that, but she was still really sweet.
Yeah.
And she didn't like set any type of expectations, didn't give me anything, didn't do anything, but she never like pushed me away.
So it's like she was really kind to you, but
exactly.
At the same time, it was never progressing towards anything else.
Never.
But you can't be mean to the customer.
It was customer service, huh?
But it wasn't even. But that's the thing. It wasn't even that. It wasn't
was just like, it's just general customer service, man.
All right, let's talk about you now. What about your life? let's talk about your eight relationships, your list.
Oh, I don't have.
Let's talk about your list.
Eight person
list. And you know what? But like, you kind of brought up a good point, though. It's funny how many people try to have like some kind of relationship. They go to a particular place because of somebody that they're sweet on.
Yeah.
Whether it's a restaurant and they always want to get that same waitress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I'm saying? Like in your case, the video store.
Sounds like you have an experience. Someone,
yeah.
Let's talk
he
about it.
He offered me a bigger tip if I showed him my feet.
Whoa.
I didn't do it.
So how long did you show him your feet for?
I did not show him my feet.
So that was why you had all that money that day.
So that's why what happened to your shoes? Like, where did they go?
You was throwing 20s that night. No. Like, what happened that night?
Because where you at, it'd be a lot of rich folks, too. He probably was offering a big tip. But, yeah.
But, so did you after you showed him
my
toesies.
Feet
hold on,
stayed
how
in
much
my
did
shoes?
He offer?
He didn't say. And
he didn't
at the
get
end
a
of
price?
It all, no, at the end of it all, he even offered me a drink. Can't do that.
He's trying to loosen you up.
So tell you what.
Offer me oysters.
Ooh, he was really trying to get you ready.
Tell you what. If it's like $100, we split the profit. I'll send you a couple pictures of my feet.
I'll paint them. Just redirect the attention to my manager. I was like, yeah, she's got nice feet. Look.
Wow. That's wow. You try to sell out your manager?
You're trying to sell your manager?
That's cold-blooded.
I didn't want to show
She worked
feet.
For McDonald's, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
She worked for Mickey D.
Yeah, because you serve tables at McDonald's. Yep. That makes total sense.
Yep. Man, if I had a McDonald's, people would serve me all the time.
With
their feet
like,
out.
So I feel like we've all been in that situation where we went to a place just to see a person that we wanted to talk
100%.
To. 100%.
I've met people like that. I have good friends based on that concept.
Like, so how disappointed are you when you go to that place to see that person and they're not there?
It's just true.
Like,
I came
just to see
Sarah
and she's
not here.
You don't
drink as much. You
What's
don't order
worse?
As much food.
No,
you
don't.
Just don't stay
What's
as long.
Worse is you see them and then they say, like, oh, man, my fiance. It's like, oh.
It's like, that's the last time I'm coming here. I'm done.
And that may be for you, Princess K. Maybe that's like a deterrent. So, yeah, well, my fiance says that my feet are really big and
I
don't understand.
Well, no, I wear a ring on my ring finger.
I feel like a lot of waitresses do that.
Yeah. So there was one guy, actually, it's a different situation. He wanted me to come to his house and play poker.
Oh.
Oh, man. Is that like a symbol for something?
Poker.
No, actual poker.
What type
poker.
Of poker was he trying to play?
I don't know. I didn't want to find out.
Shoes off poker.
Didn't want to find out. But he pretty
strip
much.
Strip poker.
Once I told him I wasn't married, he was trying super hard. So I was like, oh no, this is just, you know.
But as a server, for you, those types of situations, somebody coming in there specifically because you know they're flirty and they want to like talk to you. And
I'm behind the bar a lot. So I'm the first thing people see when they walk into the restaurant.
Do you play that up at all to try to get more tips?
Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
So you're part of the problem.
Well, I got to make my money. You got to get it how you live.
Oh, man. See, you are the reason why we go into these places seeking servers. Right? You guys are selling a service.
As we should.
It's all good until you're like dating a bartender and you go to the bar and you're sitting chilling out and every dude is burting.
Yeah. Well,
flirting with the bartender and you're just sitting there looking like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, but you know, it's natural. However, it just seems kind of weird, like just going into a place like, you know what I mean? Like I said, when I did what I did, it was weird to me, but I was younger. And honestly, I really didn't have anything else better.
Man,
to
you
do.
Was 32 years old, bro.
Really? Really?
I'm just joking.
Let's talk about you, Richard.
Let's talk about me now.
Okay, first of all, let's get this roster going.
What roster?
Who's on the roster right
I don't
now?
Have a roster.
There's a roster of like five or six
five
ladies.
Plus.
Your phone is legitimately blowing up right now.
These are all lies.
With all the ladies hitting you up trying to get.
I look, what I had to look back like, what?
Trying to get those feet.
There's nobody on my phone right now.
I'll say, how long have these people been on your list? Because I have people on my list that have been in rotation for like the last 5 years. 5+ years.
Well, see, I've been in a, I was in a relationship this year. Oh, so well, after so that ended, it kind of was like, you know, you got to kind of start over. But
like once I'm just you get out of those relationships, don't you reconnect?
I mean, sometimes.
I don't really think that's a rotation, though.
It is a rotation.
That's more or less like an Aries thing.
Oh, man.
And I'm going to, oh, this is perfect.
What do you have against Aries?
This is perfect because we actually caught one. We actually have one here with us today.
Oh, man.
Ooh, this is creepy. But no, one thing that I've learned about Aries women, and I'm going to definitely put this out there.
Put it out there.
They like to put men in their back pockets. Mm. Okay.
I don't know, the face you're making, it looks like you're saying that's accurate.
It's not.
No.
I'm just letting him finish so I can correct him all in one swoop.
Let me finish.
I am.
Whoop, whoop, okay.
Take
so,
a shot.
Yeah, right? DJ Blue. So, Aries women, and this is from my experience, they will stop talking to someone. And then, when they are thinking about them or they get a little bit lonely and they start remembering their relationships, they'll text them and say, hey, what's up? Mm. So that's not a rotation. That's more or less like a cage you put people in.
I don't see what's wrong with that. If I'm just
you know what, like the
you
way
you, see how you are.
The way you describe that, it makes me think about some relationships I've been in. Like just when I thought I was over her, she texts me out the blue.
But I'm saying,
like,
if we
hey, boo, how you been?
If we didn't leave on a bad note, then what's wrong with me texting you a week later and just seeing how you're doing?
A week later.
But see, that's that Aries thing.
What's
though.
Wrong with that though? Am but I had to text you on an everyday basis in order to keep you in my life? Mm.
But the thing is, do you have to text them to keep them in your life? Why
Thank
do
you
feel you need to keep them? And this is not just you,
but
you
I'm saying,
fiery
if
Aries.
They respond, that's cool. If not, on to the next one. It's okay.
See? The other one that's in the back pocket. You pull him out. He didn't work.
That's
throw
why I
him
wear
aside.
Pants with multiple pockets.
See? But it's totally accurate. That's totally accurate. That's like an Aries thing.
No,
Princess K, what you think?
You said you 5 years.
Let her give her peace. Go ahead.
Because, I mean, you know, you stay connected on Facebook, Instagram. So you see these people, you know, as time goes on, even if you're not texting them directly. So if you're in and out of relationships, obviously you're not talking to your... I mean, I don't know about you if you have female friends that you'd like talk to on a consistent basis.
Always, Richard.
I'm saying, but like when you're in a relationship.
It just depends on.
To the men that's been hurt by Princess
K. If it's platonic,
K.
you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll keep in contact as long as it's okay with the person that I'm with.
Yeah, see, any relationship I've been in, they weren't okay with me having male friends. So.
Because you're an Aries and you have lots of male friends anyway.
Wow.
I mean, if certain lines have been crossed, then it's
you
like, no,
got
I definitely
men showing
will not
in your feet at work.
Talk to them
that,
while
we're
I'm
not
in a
talking about that anymore.
He's stuck on that because he wanted you to get that money. That's what it was.
Right. You're not talking about that anymore.
So, Naaman, how much did you offer her to show her?
So, there's been several waitresses where I would offer them plenty of cash.
Man. Mm-mm. You start to flex when you're flirting with the waitress, though. You be like, I usually leave like a $5
tip.
Shout out
to Twin Peaks. We miss you.
Twin Peaks. That's what? Twin,
we Twin miss Peaks you.
Is a strip club.
That's not a strip club. That's a family. Well be. That's a family dining.
A family central. Dining.
Yo, well low be. Key, like since we talking about Twin Peaks, my boss loves Twin Peaks, and I went into Twin Peaks, and you know how modest I am. Like I walked in, it was like holiday time, and like everybody was like in red little red naked, lingerie. Right. And I felt so uncomfortable. It's like I just came from church.
Naked. Yeah,
like what is going on?
Now it's time for Sunday week.
It's a lot of women. They only hire Aries women.
Sunday hot week.
They only hire Aries women.
But yeah, I was like, man, what? Like what's going on? Yeah, cause you got. I don't know. Evil. He got a thing. I think he got a thing for Aries women.
Evil.
They're evil, man.
Not evil.
Like I said, the fact that she just says she I'm holds sweet. Men on the line for 5 years, that's a long time.
I'm just saying, there's so look, people that I know from like look, my freshman year of high school that I still talk to today.
In defense of Princess K, I will say that it's not holding anybody on the line. It's just people that you connect with that for whatever reason, you guys may be good friends. You might be good at hanging out, good at dating. But right. Relationship-wise, it might not be that lick.
Right.
So you spend time with them when you're out of a relationship and y'all in between relationships together. Y'all kick it, y'all hang out. Right. And then when one of y'all get back in a relationship, y'all go back into obscurity until y'all available again. That's kind of how that
right.
works.
And that's fine because I'm not telling these people to wait on me. They that's just happen expect, to be available though. When I need them.
I can't because I'm going to end up calling the police. I cannot take it.
So in those what? In those given situations, being on the other end, how do you spot? How do you two personally spot someone that's not necessarily looking to date you romantically if they did not tell you
they have a wife?
They don't call you.
Oh dang!
Said they have a wife.
Well,
they usually dating you romantically when they have a wife. Like what do you
selling
what do you
those
mean?
False hopes?
Selling them dreams.
Just in my defense, I didn't know he was married.
Oh, gosh.
I found out later.
You're telling all the story before we even saying. Let's get to that episode first. Episode we talk about all the married men that have lied to you.
It was just one.
Just one.
Okay. It's now wasn't Aries the only thing. One he was lying to. He was lying to his wife, his mama, and all the other people.
Dang,
too.
His mama hey. Too. He lying so. To his mama. He living on the edge.
Yeah.
Don't lie to mama.
Well, maybe he wasn't lying to his mama. Because I mean, hey, I know mama, I could yeah. tell. I don't
probably
think. I don't think.
For him.
She probably knew. Because, I mean, based in certain situations, your mom is generally, like, the closest woman to you. So, I mean, if you in a close situation and you got some stuff going on and your mom know about it, chances are she going to put up for you. Yeah. Because, you know what? I would put up for my son.
I was like, and she has all sons.
Yeah, like, pretty,
she
like...
Oh, she know the game.
Come on,
so
now.
She,
like,
I'm
I
sure
will put
she
up,
was lying for him.
I will put up for my I sons. I'd easily be like, look, Naaman didn't do that. But, sir, we caught him out here with all of these women. Look, Naaman did not do that.
That
I
wasn't
swear.
Him.
That was
he
not
wasn't
Naaman.
There.
That was not MJ.
So we got pictures and a Social Security card yeah, matching his identification.
And it sounded like that
R. Kelly
episode. Like, he have to be in the video holding two forms right. of ID with his grandma yelling, go, Kels.
Yeah, easily. But, I mean, that's like, in those cases, honestly, it takes a family of support to cheat on somebody.
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
I mean, but if you're living
to
in your mama's house.
I guess if you are living in, yeah,
okay,
we're
going to stop talking about this man. Because if you're living in his mama, and especially in the area you was living in at 255 West Oaks. West Oaks. No. With that blue car that you drive.
It was black.
With them, see? With the red rims. We see you, brother.
But yeah.
Black rims.
Jeez.
Wow. All right. See? So it's so, but it's so, I feel like it's so many different ways. So when I talk to my female friends about trying to look out for situations that are just dragging along because most people aren't honest.
Yeah.
Like me and Princess K, we're honest. We're upfront. You know the situation
y'all
in the beginning.
Y'all are, man. You the last two people on this podcast that I would consider honest.
I'm
and
honest.
Upfront.
If you consider yourself more no, honest than
of
us.
Of course I do. Right. Certainly. Absolutely.
You'll lie to get a plate of cookies.
Wow.
Yeah, you would. You
just
did,
too soon
actually.
For that.
There it is.
That was a scene that
that
we
was
did.
True story.
That was a prop, and I used that prop to learn from the scene. I had to be in the scene within
right.
it.
Right.
Yeah.
So that like gives said, you an excuse.
Back to what I was saying, you both are liars, okay?
No,
that's, let's just drop the bomb.
We are not liars.
Let's
I'm
just
not
drop
a liar.
That bomb
I'm not
right
a liar
here.
Either.
Okay.
Not a liar.
You both are not really upfront because you both, I can recall situations
see, this
where.
This is how I see it.
You can ask anybody that I'm okay. talking to.
If I'm not DTR, right? If I'm not defining the
down
relationship.
Down to relationship.
defining the relationship from the beginning.
That's what it sounds like.
In my mind, you didn't care enough to define the relationship yourself.
So I don't know. I don't feel everybody has that maturity to define a relationship.
And there's,
exactly.
And there's so the Aries.
If it gets lost in translation, that's on both of us, not just me.
So, and there's the Aries expecting him to do everything because she's already got everything under control, but she wants him to take control.
Yep.
Wow.
I don't know. As
that's the Aries.
Just me personally, if when I'm in that situation, it's like, look, I'm not looking for a relationship right now. I'm kind of chilling. I want to get to know you. And if something comes from it, cool. But I'm not expecting like to jump into a relationship. I'm not right. trying to run to a relationship. If it happens naturally, that's cool. And that's kind of like where you are with the situation. And you're honest, like, am I the only one you're talking to? No, I'm talking to a couple other women.
See,
you know?
I feel weird telling females that.
But
see,
I tell you
I'm
what,
Scorpio, I'm kinder and I'm nicer to people.
They appreciate it, though. The thing is like women and men, they appreciate the honesty of letting them know up front because you don't want them to be putting all their eggs in you and you're not putting all that sounded kind of weird.
What?
Whoa.
Singing the basket.
Whoa, Richard. Whoa.
You don't want to be...
eggs are they putting on you? Jeez.
You don't want to have somebody just focusing on you when you're not focusing on them completely. That's what I should say.
That's probably
But I feel
better.
Like that conversation isn't even relevant unless one of them is catching feelings more so than the other.
But I mean, if you're starting out from Aries the perspective... Logic. If you're starting off, like a lot of people start off from the perspective, if they think you're talking, then they're going to be open to catching feelings. Yeah. But if you're already in a mode where it's like, we're not talking, we're chilling, then you're not going to be open to catching feelings.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's kind of like having that perspective ready. Like, oh, we're just chilling. I'm going to keep my feelings suppressed as much as I can. If I start catching feelings, I'm going to have to step away.
So I agree. However, I think with you guys being such habitual liars the way you are, this is how it works.
Are you the president of the United States?
Who
why are you,
you
talking? Why are you fighting all these false narratives over here?
Trump.
False narratives.
False narratives.
Trump.
False narratives. I've got an Aries and a pimp here.
A pimp.
False narratives.
Pimp.
Okay. So
that's one thing I've never been called as a pimp.
Let me tell you guys about false
Definitely
narratives.
Not a pimp.
Okay. That's the concept. You can't really like, oh yeah, well, you tell somebody that up front, they're going to leave you.
No, they won't.
They will.
No, they won't.
They may lose interest, though.
They will,
like,
and
I don't
want to
work
fear.
Hard for something
but look,
like beating a dead horse.
Honestly, though.
Is
but
that the right expression?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to be on the same page with somebody because you don't want them giving your all. Like, I remember one time I was dating and I was on Hinge. And I matched with this young lady.
What's Hinge?
Hinge is a dating app. So I matched with this young lady and we were matching and we were going back and forth.
Oh, God.
And then I was like, look, like, I'm kind of chilling. Like, I'm not really looking to just jump into a relationship. And she was like, oh, I'm like super emotionally available. So this ain't going to be a good fit. Yeah, that's what
Wait,
she said.
Who
she
says
said,
that?
She's like, she was like super ready to be in a relationship. I was like, yo, I'm not there. I feel you. No hard feelings. So I would rather have that conversation right there than to keep going back and forth for a month or two. And then she's like, oh, what are we? It was like, we
and
friends. What
you
know, talking about?
There's clothes right. in your closet.
Let
I
it go.
I feel like that what's understood doesn't need to be explained. You know?
That's
like
an Aries situation.
You kind of already know, like.
No, I mean, I think people take for granted. I think people take for granted that the other person can read their mind.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because what is one thing to you could be something completely like a lot of people like we've talked about in the past, like being sexual with somebody versus kissing. Like some people, including some people at this table, think that kissing is more intimate than sex.
Right.
So if you're on that camp and somebody's on the other camp, if y'all are intimate in that way. It's going to mean one thing to them. It's going to be a completely different thing to you.
Yeah.
So.
And that's where the Aries
being
get
on
things
the same,
construed.
Stop talking about us.
No.
Leave
because,
us alone.
Because all of y'all are the same.
Hey,
and
name.
I say this on every episode.
Hold
you
on,
know what I'm saying? If y'all, one of y'all can get it.
Name
it.
Who hurt you, bro?
Aries. Aries women. Aries women.
Well, wow. Hey, whatever woman hurt Name it, can y'all just call him so he can get
Any
some clothes
right.
or something?
Because,
us,
no, I don't
want to
tell you. It's always this, like I say, the stuff she's saying sounds nice from a perspective, but the logic is I can tell you exactly about them. They don't tell you what they want. No.
But females, in my opinion, females are more open to tell you how they feel before a guy is.
Some females. I mean, predominantly most females.
In general, as a whole, a female's going to tell you, hey,
she's making a generalization.
I don't know if I agree.
Well,
it's a generalization. You don't have to agree.
I don't know if I agree.
Well, that's fine. We can agree to disagree.
And that's what we will do, Aries.
So how about you, Naaman? So you said you've never been in that situation.
No, because I'm honest and I'm always truthful.
All right, I was just waiting for the thunder to hit, the lightning. I was just bracing myself,
I
y'all.
Mean, the thing is, like I say, the relationship that I was in happened to be with an Aries.
Okay.
And this is what it was. It happened, right? Mm-hmm. And everything was good. It just kind of like whomped. It was like, oh, yeah, well, this is what it is now. And the things that were said were kind of common to things that you would say in a relationship. Mm. But there was a message that I got several times that was just like, hey, we're not in a relationship and I don't feel like I don't see us, you know, in that form, you know, of relationships. However, in my mind, being not in Aries, we were doing things that were relationship stuff, you know, like things that we weren't just hanging out. We were actually doing stuff, you know, we were actually going places. That would be considered. We went to like little parks and things like that. And just random stuff like that. That's not hanging out. I'm not going to go to a park with my friend.
Why not?
That's weird. That's an Aries thing. That's what you guys do.
I'm a Sagittarius first off. So I
there's nothing wrong with going for
I know that's what I'm saying. Like, so the thing is that I'll play devil's advocate on this particular situation. You're saying that y'all were doing things that were defined that you thought was relationship type stuff.
I didn't think what it was, but that's what it was.
I mean, obviously it wasn't. Y'all would have been in a relationship.
Obviously it wasn't.
And I feel like pet names play a big part in that too.
But I'm saying, so did you ever have the discussion with her, like, I want to be in a relationship with you, this is a relationship, or did you ever set your intention on what the relationship was going to be?
No, she just called me her boyfriend.
That's a little different. That's a little different.
Like, we're not together, but you're my boyfriend.
That's the thing. She was. It was a whole thing. It was like on Facebook. It was like a social media deal. It was like she actually called me her boyfriend.
I use Facebook official.
But then we weren't like. Then
don't post me on social media.
Then I got the message that we weren't like in a relationship like that. So that's what I'm saying. But that again, I'm not gonna say it again.
You sure she wasn't bipolar?
Stop. Why are you whispering? Wow. I can hear you.
Oh, sorry. I didn't. Whoa, where'd you come from?
He just blacked out. He just blacked out.
Blacked out. That was the DJ Blue speaking.
So, ladies and gentlemen, whenever you start a relationship, it's important. It's important to establish what you're looking for. Yeah. You cannot take for granted that the person is looking for the same thing that you are. A lot of us, I know me personally, people like Princess K, we try to be upfront at the very beginning about what we're looking for. But everybody is not going to be upfront. With you. So make sure before you start to catch those feelings that you sit down and you have a conversation.
Or before, not after.
a conversation about the things that you're looking for.
I agree. And as the DJ Blue, I would like to say something as well.
Man. Take a shot.
You know, just at the end of all of this stuff, I would like to say for those of you, if you feel like this person is attracted to you and you feel like it's going somewhere, set the expectations.
You can kind of read the energy, though, no?
No.
I feel like the energy is kind of is misleading a lot of
it
times.
It is. It's all about body language and all that. You can tell if someone wants to be with you.
So the thing is, I would have said previously that would have been true, but I've been in situations where I had the body language, and the body language was like, no, I'm not really feeling this. And then they'd be like, yo, what are you doing? It's like, what do you mean? Like, I really like you. What's going on? It's like.
But that's on them. They need to learn how to be more vocal.
This is just Aries logic, man.
I feel like Princess K is a cutthroat over here.
Man, I'm telling you. They all are.
I can't tell that you out. Like me, then you don't like me.
They all are. But that's what?
Yep.
If I can't tell that you like me, then you don't like me.
Which means you don't care enough to show me that you have feelings for me.
And what does that mean for you, though? What is that showing? What do they have to show you to let you know?
I'm talking to you. On a day-to-day basis, or at least consistent.
So you're obsessive. You're obsessing.
I know. But I'm saying, if I'm talking to you, I like you, I want to hear from you.
I have female friends that I talk to on a daily basis.
Right, and they're not intimate relationships.
Which is fine.
So talking.
But they know that, right?
Yeah, but does this person know this in your situation?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. In your case, do they know that? Because, hey, I just want to hear from you. Hey, what's up? How you doing? What are you doing? Nothing.
different. You could talk to someone. I don't know.
Yeah. Let's go, Aries. Bring it out. Let's talk about your little secrets. How you're tripping with these men's.
I'm not tripping.
You got all these men's in your back pockets for men. 5 years.
Whoa.
Man, that's a long time.
Stop repeating what I say.
That's a long time.
No, but, you know, I mean, every episode always comes down to communication.
Yeah.
Like, you have to communicate what you want, what you expect, because if you don't communicate it at the end of the day, if you're going off assumptions, then you can't hold them accountable for you not asking something.
Yeah.
Because they're not necessarily you're not required to share what you're looking for.
That's true.
And if you don't ask, you know what I'm saying, then you're not going to know.
You need those expectations. Me personally, in my situation, I would have liked my expectation to be a little bit like different. So
that's that Scorpio shit.
Thank you for not making me have to edit this episode.
Wow. Hey, yo, First of all.
She's the reason why we had an E on the last episode.
Personally, I like to hang out, all right? So if you don't tell me what's happening while we're hanging out, I'm going to automatically assume that you're on some BS, okay? In my situation, as I was so eloquently speaking of...
Thank you, Shiloh.
I would appreciate it if these females that are in question would not necessarily go the distance to say, well, hey, we're doing everything that regular people do when they are dating and courting, but I don't really feel like this is what we're doing.
But I'm saying, I don't have to have like romantic feelings for you to enjoy my company with you.
But that's different though, because if that's what they think, because logically people like you who are low on the emotional side, people like you who are savage, you guys, savages like you guys don't mind calling like one guy. And if this guy don't answer, you call the next guy and then you're hanging out with him.
Don't Megan her.
And then you hang. I'm just saying, yada yada yada. I'm just saying, you don't mind that. You know what I'm saying? A person like me, I'm wondering why number one didn't call me back. You know what I mean? Like, you got, oh yeah, I'm gonna go to number two.
So you do have a list. That's what's up.
I'm just saying.
But if number one's not trying to see you as much as you're trying to see them, then they shouldn't be number one on your list.
Mm. But are they number one for dating or just hanging out?
Just hanging out. If you enjoy their company and they were the first one you call, that's the one you want to see the most, and they're not answering, then why even put that energy into that situation?
But do they know that there's a number two?
They do. They have a number two, a number three and four if they're not answering your call.
Or they're just busy or asleep, like you said.
That's fine. Then call me back tomorrow.
See? That's it.
You can't.
That's it.
Get back to me whenever you are free.
I mean, I put it like this on both sides. Like, if we're not together, I don't necessarily owe you anything but respect, and you don't owe me anything but respect. So if you out with somebody else,
that's fine.
I can't get mad at it.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that's all about establishing what the relationship is going to be, how far the relationship is going to go, and what you're working towards, if anything.
Boundaries.
So communication.
Boundaries. And communication.
Yeah.
But mostly expectations.
Look at that. Y'all said it in unison.
Good job. Good job for listening to what I threw out there, Aries. We're teaching everything.
Oh, here. Man. He's throwing so many shots.
Because they just...
Let's talk about Scorpios.
We're amazing.
On the next episode. No.
On the next episode of Rick and Nate, we're going to break down these zodiac signs. No. But I have a food for thought for y'all. In honor of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reunion, I wanted to talk about which Aunt Viv is your favorite Aunt Viv. Go Naaman!
I don't have one.
What?
The original.
I like light-skinned Aunt Viv.
Yeah.
Is that what we call her?
Yeah, that's what she is.
I'm terrible with like actresses' names, so like I don't know. I can light see their faces. Aunt Viv.
So OG Aunt Viv is, her name is Janet Hubert. Okay.
And that's the dark skin one.
Yep, yeah. And the light skin Aunt Viv is Daphne Maxwell Reed.
Yeah, I like light skin.
I like them both.
It's kind of hard to pick.
I like light skin. I go with, but the dark. I'm not gonna go into mine.
It's like when they got the new Aunt Viv, when Janet didn't come back. When they got the new Aunt Viv, it's like they completely rewrote the character.
Yeah.
Because the original, the OG Aunt Viv, she was like such a strong Afrocentric. Central type of character. Right. It's like she was like no nonsense. Mm-hmm. And then the new Aunt Viv, she was kind of lighter, but she seemed more lovable and less tough.
Exactly. That's why I like her.
That's why you like her better?
Yeah. Because she's more lovable.
But the best scene ever.
She let
ever,
Will do stuff.
The best Aunt Viv scene ever was when Janet Huber did that dance. Mm-hmm. You remember that in that class?
It's like she was like two.
Oh yeah, she probably was two.
Shut up.
Have y'all watched the Fresh Prince Reunion?
I did not. I want to though.
It's so dope, man. It's like so many memories in that.
My TV stays on the BET channel though, so I watch the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air pretty often.
It's funny, like you look at it and like how many relationships that Will was in, and like a lot of kind of the conversations that we have about relationships, there's a lot of that stuff going on in those episodes.
Yeah.
Like thinking he liked that girl and then he was stuck in a basement with Tisha Campbell's mm-hmm. character and she started taking off her eyelashes and her nails and stuff
she
like that.
Who she said she was.
He said that song.
So yeah, classic. Take a girl swimming on the first date.
Pretty much. She don't want to go swimming. She ain't in for it.
Yeah, and then that one episode where he was gonna marry Nia Long and Nia Long's dad and Will's mom like ended up hooking up.
Mm-hmm.
That was awkward, right?
Yeah.
But it's like so many things. Like from, it was awesome to see that kind of Black representation on television back then, something to go home and you can laugh to, but it was also some really
relatable
deep messages. Yeah. Like when we talk about relationships, we talk about romantic relationships mostly, but you think about the familiar relationships that they had and even the issues that he had with his father. Mm-hmm. Like that was probably the most watched notable scene from that whole thing. And that's when everybody was like, dang, Will Smith can act. Yeah. Why don't he want me, man? Like that scene right there is like, dang, like
I can relate.
See, I remember that episode. Oh,
so you remember one. There it is.
That's enough. I mean, that's a pivotal episode.
So let's get the final count up. So you're going with light skin, Aunt Viv.
For sure.
Which one you going with?
I can't pick both.
No, both is not an answer. It's one or the other.
C. No. I'll go with the original.
Yeah, man, it's so tough because because both of them had their characteristics. And you know, like the original, if I'm not mistaken, Janet Huber, she was only on for two seasons. Mm-hmm. And it was
how
seven seasons.
Oh, seven, okay.
Seven seasons. So that means Daphne Maxwell Reed, she was on there for five.
For a majority of it, yeah.
So it's like most of the Aunt Viv that you see is Daphne.
Unless it's like the early episodes.
Yeah.
I.e. the first two seasons. Basically what I just said. But you know. Light skin Aunt Viv, the original Aunt Viv. I don't know. I feel like because
Scorpios are soft.
Aries are liars. All right. Aries are liars with multiple relationships. So that they tell people that they love people.
So I think I'm just gonna
what's wrong with love?
You can't love more than one person, Naaman?
You can't like be in love with more than one person, but you can love many people.
Like I said.
You don't think you can be in love with more than one person?
You can be. You can be.
You
can most certainly be. So. Most certainly.
Now what's the point?
Because I mean, think about it. I think this is kind of veering off.
She wouldn't understand because she has like five boyfriends.
Let's throw this out. Let me throw this out there first. First of all, I'm gonna go. I think
she's not single. She's multiple.
I think I prefer the OG Aunt Viv. First of all, sorry, that's because I'm because I never got to answer the question before y'all start going into other stuff. But we have a love episode coming up one day. And we're going to try to get Dr. Saudia back so we can have love episode part two.
Yes,
but
when Dr. Saudia.
Calm down.
I love her. She's amazing.
I know you do. Just calm
she
down.
She helped me see the inner side of me.
Good.
Okay, so you think about.
Can I choke her?
You're talking about Princess K, not Dr. Saudia, right? Because I don't think Saudia. She'll come back if you try to choke her.
I don't know. Whatever. No, I don't want to choke Dr.
Saudia. Leave that one on the table.
I love you, Dr. Saudia.
So, wow. I'm gonna have
shout out to Dr. Saudia.
Okay.
I'm sure she's listening to this episode. But
shout out. She liked one of my pictures the other day.
Congratulations. Like
I was like, yes, that's Dr. Saudia.
Wow.
That's what I said. She's awesome.
So thinking about love in a Western sense, we're the ones... Over here in America, we say that love happens between two people. Mm-hmm. Being in love happens between two people. But there's other countries around the world that like they don't define that. They can have multiple women that they're married to, multiple men that they were. I don't know if it's ever multiple men, but you can be married to multiple people either way it goes.
That doesn't mean you're in love with every single person.
So do you have the,
they do something for you.
Do you have the science behind being in love?
Yeah, that's a very good question. What's the sign? Because you've been in love before, correct? Exactly.
So I don't know.
Aries don't get in love; they get in relationships and then break people's hearts.
Dang, man!
So you have any more for us, Richard?
He's been hurt.
Back to Aunt Viv.
He's been. This man's name has been hurt so bad. Like I didn't. Hey, if you're an Aries woman, can y'all please hit us up at
Hit me up. Hit me up.
Hit Naaman up at I am the DJ.
Because I'm most compatible with Aries.
He hates us so much.
Hit me up because I'm most compatible.
Wow.
Terrible.
Well, this has been Relationship Talks with Rick and Naaman. Thanks for listening. To be a part of the conversation, like I said, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at Rick and Naaman. Please be sure to rate and subscribe to the show on your favorite podcasting app. You can follow my personal social media account at Dodsism, and that is DODDSISM. You can find a DJ Blue at
I am the DJ Blue.
So Princess K, where can they find you at?
That's YOUHATEKAY.
And what does that spell?
You hate K.
Whoa. Mm. Logical.
It's from high school, okay?
You say that, but it seems like a more now thing. Seems like that's the vibe you were breeding as an Aries.
Then that makes me like sound conceited. Like I'd rather.
Yeah, it does.
Exactly. So you hate me, that's fine.
See what I'm saying? They don't care. They are heartless. They have no hearts. They get men and they put their hearts on a stick and they stab.
So please be sure to share this episode with your friends and family so that they can get some of this quality content. But again, we want to thank you for listening. We're so very thankful for all the listens that we get. We're so very thankful. We just hit 1,500 listens, and please continue to listen and please continue to share. But until next time, boys and girls, remember,
there's always a next time.